Thousands of American troops leave active duty each month seeking work in the civilian world. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports that one well-known American manufacturer is looking to employ discharged military personnel.
11 discharged soldiers and Marines are deployed here in Newton, Iowa for a month of basic training, though it's different from what they went through in the military. Well-known appliance maker Maytag is teaching them how to repair washers and dryers. In a hands-on classroom, instructor Dan Wood, himself a former Army drill sergeant, is tearing down a Maytag dryer.
Start from the top. I made it look so easy, man. Now take and rotate the motor one quarter turn, and it should lift up and out. There you go.
The recruits, some still sporting close-cropped military haircuts, approach the task with the same focus they once applied to fixing weapons systems. Both rely on electronics, and these trainees got a lot of that technical training in the military. Now Maytag is taking advantage of that in an effort to grow its own rank of repair technicians, which remain in short supply. Sean Cottrell is just home from back-to-back deployments on a Marine Wing support squadron in Afghanistan. He says in some ways the Maytag boot camp is as intense as anything the military dished out.
The fast-paced learning environment really coincides with the way we're taught in the military. We're given a lot of information and expected to know it in sometimes days, sometimes less.
In the Marines, Cottrell worked as a radio specialist gathering medevac calls. While that may sound more interesting than appliance repair, Cottrell says his new career will support his family, and he's glad his electronics training won't go to waste. The trainees say they'll trade a basement laundry room for a battlefield any day. Former Air Force Sergeant Danny Ordes repaired electronic circuitry in aircraft in the Middle East.
You're just in a desert environment, and you're dealing with the same things over and over as far as repairing equipment. You got a lot of sand and wind problems, and you're getting all the grime in your equipment. You're not going to have that here pretty much.
Maytag boot camp instructors say they're still getting used to being called sir, but they say those good military manners will please customers. They say respect for the chain of command and the ability to follow orders also comes in handy. So far, the company has trained 48 technicians in 4 boot camps. They're doubling that this year to help meet demand in their growing service division. Human Resources Manager for Maytag Services, Lori Danielson, says the new technicians are performing well.
Well, we started our first training class in January of 2004, and actually there were 11 students participating in that class, and all 11 are still currently employed.
Can't get much better than that.
Yeah, that's 100% retention rate. We like that from the HR perspective.
Danielson says that shows they're doing something right, and recruiter Stuart Keeter agrees. Keeter is with Alliance Recruiting and says while some companies have designed management training, especially for former military officers, what Maytag is doing for enlisted men in technical fields is unique. He says it makes a lot of sense to tailor training to men and women who've already succeeded in the military.
Just from a training aspect, it would be very efficient to get everybody involved with the same type of curriculum coming from the military. I think it's a pretty smart move on what they're trying to accomplish.
Meanwhile, the Iowa recruits will soon finish their training and likely face some ribbing about trading their fatigues in for appliance technicians' uniforms. Their instructors say after what they've endured in the military, these new technicians aren't likely to sweat the small stuff of appliance repair. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.